Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program at the folks that bring in the new year with their normal hope and optimism, our state's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Yes, indeed, last week of 2021, more than a few, especially those that produce the food, might quietly say, well, I'm glad that's over. Those are the same folks, however, are now looking forward to 2022 because that's who they are, optimistic and hopeful people. You can't be in the crop and livestock production business without those two very important qualities. For today's purpose, I want to focus on livestock, more specifically our state's cattle industry. I do so for a reason. In October, pork month, we devoted radio effort to swine production. June, dairy month, to that industry, but in checking my tapes, for whatever reason, throughout May, I forgot about the folks that raise the beef. I was minded that a couple weeks ago, and I drove down to Sioux Falls Regional Livestock to watch a friend of mine sell his cattle. As I watched the regional crew sell draft after draft of really good local cattle, listened to guys talk about the first snowstorm of the winter and the work it entails, so many memories came back to me from my first half century in the cattle business. I thought of the dollars and the labor that go into any cattle operation, how terribly important that is to this state. Last numbers I saw, South Dakota's beef industry, which by the way ranks 7th in the nation, provides annually $5.8 billion to this state's economy. Obviously, corn and cattle go hand in hand. That's why South Dakota Corn is a huge supporter of the beef industry and livestock in general. Bottom line in this discussion, that we, all of us, owe a lot to those families who are in the beef business. Driving home from the auction that afternoon, I thought of how many times over the years our producers of both livestock and grain have been hit by hard times. I mean serious hard times. And yet their faith, hope, and optimism got them through it. That happened again this past year. Let's all hope that 2022 is a great year for our farm and ranch families, because when that happens, we all benefit. Happy New Year, be safe, and thanks for what you do.